Yeah, is that right? 40 pounds.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Wow. And that, good.
But no, they ain't doing nothing more. Mm-hmm. But I don't have such thing. They go get mash up and the Indian and they steal the fish, but I don't want
Yeah. People stealing those traps?
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible. Yes.
Now, how about this kind of net that these fellows are working on here? What kind of net is that?
Well, you go to sea.
Yeah.
And you carry some trash.
Mm-hmm.
And you let it go in the water. And then the fish like something to play with.
Yeah.
So then, and you just...
Yeah, I see. And then, and so, but is there a name for that kind of net?
Fish net.
It's just a fish net, right?
Yeah.
I wondered about a special name because if they,
when you guys to watch fish, you can.
Yeah.
Fish net. Some people say jack's net, but.
Yeah.
If jack's net, only cat jacks.
Yeah.
Well, he can't bother who's gas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like a net, doesn't on one side of it, isn't the, aren't the two sides of the net different? The one has
yeah, where these pull on the other side. You have some net, they call it a post net.
Yeah.
When they can see the fish is in the net, like your bag for instance.
Yeah, right, okay.
They pull a string.
Oh, I see.
They call it a post net.
First net, yeah.
So they stay.
I see.
Yeah, come on.
I see. But there's nothing you can do. Don't they watch people from, to keep people from stealing one another's traps?
No, no. The nets, they can't see them.
They can't see
them. They could see them, but they don't, you know?
Yeah.
But here, you leave everything on the dinner.
And when they steal the stuff from your traps, they empty your traps out?
Yeah, they go and they draw them. And they go with them.
And they steal the traps?
Yes.
I mean, isn't there some way you could anchor the traps?
They're to the bottom, but they have a long rope from boys. They call them boys.
You
know how to pull them,
you can't stop them. Yeah,
some go late in the evening, some go early at morning.
Yeah, that's terrible. That really is too bad. Now, do you remember when you were little that your mother used to make different kinds of tea from different kinds of bushes?
Yes.
Tell me about the bushes that she used to use.
Some sauce of bush. Some they call it kettle tongue. They have some around here, kettle tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of them.
Yeah. And how about horse rub down? Do you know that?
Yeah, horse rub down.
Yeah.
They had some of the baby. Excuse me, what's your number of horse rub down?
Somebody said it. I heard somebody say it.
It went for court.
Yeah, I heard of horse rub down. And I also heard somebody else called it, called it mule. Mule rub down.
Yeah. That's the only story about mule.
Is that the same thing?
Because this has rub down.
Yeah. No, I heard her. I thought that's just a very strange name, you know. Horse rub down.
But you have a gentleman here, he's a doctor.
He
have all the names.
And
if you look at the names and some of the bush, right away you know.
Yeah, that was good for him. All right. Does he live here in...
He live up there. He lives below.
I see. And that's... he's a herbologist, I guess.
Yes.
Specialist in that, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. What kind of things did it cure? What kind of things did that tea cure?
Well, some people have asthma. You see, to the edge of the coconut, you look right over the pan. Lemon cherry bush. You let it dry.
Yeah.
The older heads say you would add leaves. 3, 5, 7.
Oh, is that right? You take the odd number of leaves, huh?
And you boil the water and you try it down.
I see. Hey, but you gotta prepare odd numbers of leaves.
Yes.
Like 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Yeah.
I see. That's interesting.